You are getting sleepy. Your CPAP mask is clamped tightly to your face. You will not toss and turn through the whooshing. You will not throw the mask.
It's not working, Harold.
People who struggle with CPAP have partners who struggle too. Luckily, now there's Inspire. No mask, no hose, just sleep.
When I snap my fingers, you will remember to visit inspiresleep.com.
Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
The warm weather is here, and Thompson Heating and Air Conditioning has been supporting New Mexicans with their heating and cooling needs since 1963. Whether it's servicing or replacing your air conditioning or evaporative cooling system, Thompson's team of professionals are here to help. We also offer water heater repair and replacement, seamless gutter, and custom sheet metal fabrication. So go to thompsonnm.com now and let them know you heard this ad on iHeartRadio to receive an additional 10% off. That's thompsonnm.com. thompsonnm.com.
All right, here we go. It's BV Today, 96.3 News Radio, KKOB. Thanks for being with us. Hope everybody had a great Memorial Day weekend. We're back at it here on this Tuesday. It's Brandon Vogt, producer Amory Castillo. And joining us now is Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks and also MyFinancialSense.com. And as it appears, we do have some sort of a agreement with the debt ceiling. We thought we'd have Pavlos on to answer some of those questions. Pavlos, thanks for being with us today.
ABV, good to see you today. Talking to you. Gray was on earlier with Bob, and we kind of talked about the tide receding and burn the boats, right? Capsins or the varca, burn the boats.
That's right. And with this debt ceiling, what's your kind of your read on it? Why did it take so long to get an agreement here?
Well, let's talk about, first of all, President Trump said, let them default. Let's not pay the debt. You know, let's just default on the debt ceiling. And, of course, they asked him a question. They said, well, President Trump, you did not want, you know, the government to default when you were president. And he goes, of course, I'm not president now. Yeah. Biden's president. So you got to remember, when you're competing against somebody, of course you want to see them have a problem, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody wants to have a default under their administration, right? And so that's what we're dealing with right now. And of course, you know, we're seeing the LEIs, the leading economic indicators, ticking down. We're down now to 8%, and we've never seen that happen. The economic leading indicators drop below, you know, 8% negative since the 1960s with us not going into a recession.
There you go. Something to definitely keep your eye on. And also, this just gets us through to the next presidential election. So we're right back where we started at. In about 18 months.
Exactly. And so it's an ongoing saga. And you remember what Rahm Emanuel said, don't let a good crisis go to waste. So, you know, you got another crisis coming in 18 months.
Yeah. What about the compromises here? Now, I mean, one of the things, too, especially if you look at it from the perspective of the GOP, there's a faction of the House members that don't like what Kevin McCarthy did. But I mean, that's just part of politics, is you're going to have to compromise.
And you can see on the left side, you see Ro Khanna of the Progressive Caucus saying he's undecided, and my sense is a large majority of the House Democrat Caucus is in flux.
Yeah.
And we don't know where we're going to be on this. So, you know, what I got to say is, you know, who's going to get blamed if we default on the debt? Remember, we had a technical default back in 2011. That's what I would tell him, you know. You guys got yourselves over a barrel. Mm-hmm. Decide what you want to do. And President Trump says, go ahead and default.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens, right? Yeah.
Now, it's a political game of chicken every time this happens. And, well, I mean, the one thing for...
And there's a lot of chickens in D.C. because they're all worried about their... it's all coming back to roost.
And,
the debt ceiling is coming back to roost for the chickens.
Oh, for sure. The lawmakers and then, of course, also the Biden administration who... You know, he says he's going to run. He's announced Joe Biden's going to run, and there's not a whole lot for him to run on. That's not a whole lot for him to take to the American people in 2024. So
a default would not be any better, right? A default or
exactly.
Even a technical default, right? So you kind of see they're all playing chicken with each other, and again, they've got the American taxpayer over a barrel.
Yeah, you did mention that technical default. Tell me about that. What happened there?
Well, in 2011, we did not extend the debt ceiling again. It was chicken going on. We had a Democratic president, Barack Obama, and Republican majority, and they did the same thing. And under Barack Obama's watch, we had a technical default. And again, that really did not bode well for the Obama administration.
Yeah.
And I don't think that President Biden wants that to happen either, nor did President Trump. President Trump did not want a technical default on his watch.
Yeah, for sure. And now we're at the $31 trillion in debt, and who's going to end up paying for this?
Your kids and my kids, like Social Security. You know, we talk about, remember, in 2000, there were 45 million people on Social Security. Remember, they're all waiting for their checks June 1st, and it's coming right around the corner, right? Janet Yellen says we're going to be in a technical default in June 5th, and that's just a few days away, right? We're not talking a week. We're talking days now.
Yeah.
And now we have 63 million people on Social Security. So who's paying all those checks? It's going to be our kids.
Yeah.
And what they're going to probably do for our kids is, you know, the life expectancy of somebody born today, BV, would you believe, is almost 150 years. So can you imagine how long those people are going to be needing Social Security? And we just keep kicking that can down the road.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's going to be a generational thing. At some point, if they had any guts, they would say, all right, this generation just isn't going to get it at this point. And we're talking about Social Security. And
remember, Social Security is the third rail of politics. And you know why we call it the third rail, right?
Yeah.
That's that electrified rail on the subway, right? Nobody wants to grab that electrified rail.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But at some point, I mean, the only way to get out of it is to say, okay, everybody born before they get into working age, before they're 18 years old, you need to say everybody born after this date, that's it. We're not going to take it out of your check anymore. It's your money. You go do with it, and there's no more Social Security. But nobody, as you said, Pavlos, nobody has the courage to make a tough decision like that.
Right, and there's a lot of, so what they're going to do is kick the can down the road. The big argument they're having in D.C. today is, are we going to spend, are we going to print $1 trillion or are we going to print $2 trillion? So you can imagine what inflation is going to do after they come to this compromise, and you can imagine what the price of gasoline, oil, food, everything y'all guys buy in the store, guess where it's headed? It's headed up.
Yeah.
How are our kids going to afford to buy a house?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Definitely. And
or buy a car. The average car, a brand new car, BV, is $50,000.
Yeah.
How are you got it right around the corner. You know it.
Yeah.
In about 5 years, your kid's going to be driving, right? How are you going to afford to buy a car for him?
Yeah. Well, it's definitely not going to be a new car, I tell you that. I've never bought a new car yet. I'm buying a new car before I'm going to buy one for my kids.
Hey, you know what, BV? If you don't go first class, your heirs certainly will.
Yeah. One of the things, too, it's been interesting to watch here, Pavlos, is the media. With the debt ceiling debate that's, been high profile for the last couple of weeks. Why do you think the media has kind of been so conflicted on this?
Right. It's kind of makes us all giggle to watch them squirm, right? Mm-hmm. They're all, this holy alliance between the progressive left and Wall Street. Who would have thought that Wall Street and the progressive left would have gotten to bed together? But now, you see the media going bonkers over this debt ceiling. And, of course, we got Treasury Secretary Yellen saying.
The warm weather is here, and Thompson Heating and Air Conditioning has been supporting New Mexicans with their heating and cooling needs since 1963. Whether it's servicing or replacing your air conditioning or evaporative cooling system, Thompson's team of professionals are here to help. We also offer water heater repair and replacement, seamless gutter, and custom sheet metal fabrication. So go to ThompsonNM.com now and let them know you heard this ad on iHeartRadio to receive an additional 10% off. That's ThompsonNM.com. ThompsonNM.com.
Oh my gosh, it's June 1st. And then, oh my gosh, it's June 5th, or inflation is transitory.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that inflation is here. We just go to the grocery store. I mean, we don't need Janet Yellen to tell me it's transitory or inflation is here to stay. I mean, I just go to the store, fill up my gas tank, right?
Or buy one, look at one of those $50,000 new cars.
Exactly. The one I want to buy for myself, not my kids.
Yeah, but Pavlos, why is the NASDAQ going up but not the Dow? That's been another thing that people have been watching here the last few weeks.
Right, you see a limited number of stocks, FANG stocks, Facebook, Apple, Netflix, Google. Now you throw in NVIDIA and you throw in Tesla and some of the other stocks. They're, skyrocketing because of artificial intelligence or technology or what have you, and it's a very narrow market. You have a handful of stocks driving up the NASDAQ. But again, we saw that happen, last year. We see the Wall Street companies and the index funds pouring all this money into a few names, and we see those stocks go up, but people are not looking at fundamentals. I mean, some of these stocks are trading at 200 years of earnings. I mean, there's just like sky high. I mean, I almost feel like it's another cryptocurrency deal, you know? It's like, you know, people get this hubris and they get all excited about what's happening, and everybody shifts to one side of the boat. You know what happens when everybody shifts to one side of the boat, right?
That's right. Yeah.
The boat flips over.
Indeed. Indeed. All right. Pavlos Spanagopoulos with Cetera Advisor Networks and MyFinancialSense.com. Pavlos, I know you guys have events going on all the time. What are some of the ones that you have coming up maybe this summer?
We have one this summer coming up in July 20th. Li Chen, she's the chief strategist for Thornburg Funds, global strategist, and she's going to talk about basically global investing and how you want to have your portfolio geopolitical resilient. And that's what we want our funds and our portfolios to be, is be resilient. And then Frank Kelly, he's a Washington insider. He predicted all what happened here in Ukraine. You know, everybody was talking about Ukraine is going to be over within months, and now we're approaching years. And Frank Kelly is going to be on July 30th. Mark your calendars, 2 p.m. Right after the closing bell, and he's going to talk about what's happening in Washington and geopolitical. So, yeah, definitely all listeners, mark your calendars. We'll have it on our website, My Financial Sense, and you can log on to those Zoom meetings.
Now, that's great. Check it out, MyFinancialSense.com. Pavlos, hang on with us. We'll have more with you, and we'll talk about that burn the boats strategy coming up. All right, it's BV Today, 96.3 News Radio, KKOB. Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday. Tuesday, it kind of feels like a Monday since a lot of us had the day off yesterday. I hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. Back at it now with Pavlos Spanagopoulos of Cetera Advisor Networks and, of course, MyFinancialSense.com. We're talking about issues with the debt ceiling. And this morning, Pavlos, when you were on with Bob, you were talking about the burn your boats strategy. Tell me a little bit about that, especially for folks that didn't get a chance to hear about that this morning.
I remember history back in 1514, Hernan Cortez basically invaded Mexico and established the Spanish conquest of Mexico. And when they landed in Yucatan, he had them burn the boats because he basically told the soldiers, the 200 soldiers he had, we're not going back.
Yeah.
And that was just kind of, you know, you better have confidence when you invest, and you better have like a burn the boat mentality. Even Alexander the Great in 324 BC did the same things when they crossed into Turkey. Those Greeks, they burned their ships, and he told his soldiers, we're going to go back in the Persian ships, so don't worry about your own ships. That's, you know, you got to have confidence, right?
Yeah,
The burn your boats mentality when you invest. And a lot of this, what the media is portraying, is to try to break investors' confidence that, you know, we're going to go over, you know, fiscal cliff, or we're going to hit the debt ceiling, or whatever it is. And you and I know that politicians will create a manufactured crisis like we're seeing now. But again, they're going to come to a compromise because, you know, President Biden nor President Obama wanted to go into a technical default. Yeah. And of course, even President former President Trump, you know, is saying, go ahead and default. It'll really look bad on your administration. And of course, I'll win the election if you do default. So there you go.
Yeah.
It's all politics.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of confidence.
Burn the boats.
Yeah. Burn them. Burn them.
Burn them. Let's go.
Now, speaking of confidence, why do you think our leaders, lawmakers, and society lack confidence and conviction?
There's a lot of, you know, the media hits you, you know, whether it's social media, your phone, your children. You know, we always talk about that all the time, you know, limiting social media, and it's there to break your confidence. I mean, you know, when people make rash decisions or knee-jerk decisions, that's where others profit, because people make decisions of buying something, you know, spontaneously, or they decide to buy something they can't afford, you know, like that $50,000 car we were talking about. People don't think, you know, what they're doing long-term and what the ramifications of the decisions they're making. They're just looking at, you know, social media and going, I got to do it right now. I got to do it right now. And again, that's where people make huge mistakes. And having confidence in your long-term goals and objectives is what we try to do at Cetera.
Yeah.
That's why we have financial plans for people. That's why I'm a certified financial planner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does this knee-jerk reaction fit in your plan? No, it doesn't. Then disregard it. I mean, this debt ceiling thing is just, you know, there as a smokescreen. Focus on your long-term goals, your kids' college, your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Stop worrying about what the media is saying. You know,
yeah.
Focus on what your life goals are. If you don't have life goals, give us a call, 505-828-4068, and I'll sit down and do a financial plan for you, and we'll set down those life goals and have a plan for you.
Yeah, definitely. And, Pavlos, as we wrap up here again, you got a lot of events going on this summer, and you can check out My Financial Sense and learn all about those, right?
Yes, just go July 20th. We have Lynn Chin from Thornburg Fund. She's going to be a global strategist talking about investing with global resilience, so geopolitical mm-hmm. resilience. And then Frank Kelly on July 30th at 2 p.m., he's going to talk about what's happening in Ukraine and what we're seeing going on in Washington and how you know, it's the same old story, but just a different storyline. You know, it's just the same thing, but you know what I mean? It just,
yeah.
They twisted a different way, and that's what we're seeing. You know, first it was a fiscal cliff, now we're in a debt ceiling. All those buzzwords sound really good for the media, and it gets eyeballs on social media, and gets eyeballs on the TV station, right? So there you go.
Good deal. All right, Pavlos, we really appreciate you being with us today, especially on short notice here, talking about the debt ceiling.
Yeah. My disclosure, if I can, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Yes, Securities Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. BV, thank you for letting me be on. It's a very important discussion. Just telling everybody, just calm down. Everything's going to be fine. Focus on what your game plan is. And again, the tide is about ready to go out at summertime, and make sure you're wearing your bathing suit when that tide goes out.
You got
to. It's going to get pretty ugly this summer, BV.
You'll be left without a bathing suit.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to see that. Yeah. Great. Thank you, Pavlos. Have a great day. All right. On the debt ceiling there, Pavlos Panagopoulos. May talk a little bit more about that coming up next as finally. Interesting, whenever there's a holiday weekend, the two sides kind of come together because they want to be done with it. And that's what we got here with this debt ceiling debate. And we'll have more on that coming up next here on News Radio KQOB.